Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Now, again, that is freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. But to start things out, actually, we do have a call. We go to Chris in Michigan, and then we're going to talk about guns. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Mark, Ian.
Hey, hey, good evening. What's on your mind?
All right. I had to call to stun by my friends in the pharmaceutical community and the medical community. Last two nights, made some accusations. I'm not quite sure where you got these ideas, as if we are we've stumbled upon the cure for cancer, but we're hiding it. It's in our secret Bohemian Grove collective, and I'm not quite sure where you get this idea. I mean, you guys squash conspiracies all the time. Anytime someone calls up with some zealot nonsense about how the Jews are taking over the world or chemtrails, but you let this guy rant and rave about how we manipulate the pharmaceutical community and with the powers of government to keep. I mean, good God, I've devoted 10 years of my life to medicine, to helping people. And do you really think for the paltry sum I'm paid for that, if I stumbled upon the cure for cancer, we would all be hiding it?
I don't think that for a second.
Wait a second. No. You can't backtrack from what you said. I mean, this is straight Jenny McCarthyism, just like when you said...
Well, I don't know. You're putting words into my mouth, Chris.
Who's Jenny McCarthyism?
You're putting words into my mouth because I never said anything of that sort, and I don't think Mark said that either.
Yeah, I
said that the medical establishment doesn't have the incentive that's necessary to really put something like that out there.
If somebody wants... You got to be kidding me. I get paid a decent sum. I probably about $150, $160 a year. But holy crap, if I discovered the cure for cancer, well, my wealth would rival Gates and Steve Jobs in a second. I mean,
not if the cure for cancer...
The people who say that vaccines cause autism in our
children. Not if the cure for cancer was dandelions, you wouldn't get this $1 billion a year.
Right. We care. Right. You're exactly right. And mango steam cures bad hearts and high cholesterol, too.
Try it. I don't know.
What you're referencing there, you're flippantly referencing there, sir, is that you're saying that these naturopathic cures are a bunch of hokey malarkey, and you should stick with the official medical system because, well, mangosteen or whatever, fill in the blank, dandelions, whatever, is a bunch of junk to you. But there are some people who swear by those treatments,
and there are plenty of people who have, who claim that statin drugs will kill you.
Really, and I'm sure they have peer-reviewed studies in medical journals to back that up. Of course,
they haven't withdrawn any pharmaceuticals in the last decade or two.
Oh, pharmaceuticals are withdrawn. That's evidence, right? Sure, but we can't predict everything. When things go to trials, are only conducted with a small number of people. Once it's hard to weasel out everything until something hits the market, and when it does, it is removed. And if companies are negligent and hide information, then they should be punished appropriately, no doubt about it.
Don't you agree, Chris, that in a restricted marketplace where the amount of players are limited by government regulations, for instance, that in a restricted marketplace it is much less likely that those players in that marketplace would be interested in pursuing such venues as a cure for cancer when they could busy themselves with things that would provide a much more, guaranteed revenue stream?
Oh, if we're talking about the marketplace, sure. If we freed up the pharmaceutical companies and we took away all the money they have to fund to the FDA and to the other government organizations to meet their standards to bring things to market, we could see there would be a lot more investment, and we'd see a lot more.
So then you agree with my premise. If you go back and listen to the discussion we had, I think you're referencing Wednesday night's show. Maybe it was last night, but I think it was Wednesday. When we had
so hard to remember all these things you talk about 18 hours a day.
Right. Then if you go back and listen, then you'll find that you're agreeing with my premise. And I suggested nothing more than the fact that because we have a regulated, restricted, controlled marketplace, that the current entities that are playing within that structure do not have the proper incentives that they need to go and do something like find a cure for cancer when they could very easily, what they would rather do with their money and their time under today's current structure is, you know, find some, you know, some sort of pill to treat depression that can keep everybody on that pill for the entire rest of their lives. You know, something that's going to continue with an income stream.
The big moneymakers out there is if you can grow hair and you can give old men an erection, all right, there's your moneymaker right there, you know?
So, absolutely true.
So I don't see where we disagree then at this point.
We disagree with the fact that it's the government entities that are stifling it. It's not the people in either the pharmaceutical community or the medical community.
I didn't say that the people in those communities were evil.
I don't think they're stifling it either. I do think, however, that because of, you know, government monopolies that are given, that they are incentivized differently than they would be in a free market.
Right, and not all of the people in the pharmaceutical industry have negative are trying to suppress other technologies or natural cures or things like that. But the reality of the marketplace is that's what is pushed for at an ultimate level, that because the government exists, the existing pharmaceutical manufacturers and the medical establishment has an interest in protecting its monopoly, semi-monopoly status or guaranteed player status. And they do their best to lobby against natural cures. Now, I mean, I don't mean to say that you are necessarily a part of this. I am saying, though, that that is the reality of the situation we're in today. Do you disagree?
I don't disagree that the fault lies with the regulatory assets, not with the people who are out there working. I mean, this is right out of Ayn Rand's book. You know, she talks about the men of the mind, and those are your researchers. Those are your scientists. You know, no offense, but, you know, your buddy down the street banging his bongos and drinking his mangosteen isn't going to come up with the next vaccine. You know, he's not going to wipe out the AIDS virus.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you for your time.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you could hear in his tone the disdain that much of the medical establishment has for those who are supporters of natural solutions. I'm sure there are crossovers.
He would not be one to keep them out of the marketplace.
No, he wouldn't.
But
you can hear the disdain.
But you can, yes, right. So if you take the disdain that he has for the guy with the bongo drums and the mangosteen, which I can see that I get it. I totally get it. But if you take that disdain and couple it with somebody who doesn't mind using government force, doesn't mind enterprising on, you know, the violence that politicians will focus on the citizenry, well, then you have a real bad problem. And
right,
he is in the minority, the sliver of a minority in the
of
medical
those
community
who would
that would not use that kind of force.
Yep.
So you take the disdain plus the willingness to use the force, then you've got a real problem.
Right, but because the people that have that disdain believe they know what's right, they're not doing it because they want to put people out of business. Or
there are a lot of people out there, a lot of people that you'll talk to that will say, for instance, a good friend of mine says his uncle died within 3 days, who was in perfectly good health, died within 3 days of taking a vaccine. But, it's not going to be the guy of the bongos and the mangosteen, coming up with the next vaccine. Well, good. That's kind of how I feel about it. But everybody's got, and I personally have taken vaccinations and been the sickest I have ever been in my life.
You know, he wasn't just talking about vaccinations. He was talking about just
the
in general
cure
of
AIDS,
the idea
whatever that
of
is.
Whatever the, what, yeah, whatever cures.
Apparently
we're
AIDS
about.
Isn't the problem that it was 20 years ago. I don't know what happened.
They certainly don't talk about it like they used to.
Yeah.
So you can hear the disdain in his voice for alternative natural treatments, and I understand where he's coming from. It's his realm that the establishment, the medical establishment, is the way, and these alternative things are kooky, and he's entitled to that viewpoint, certainly. But if you take that and you multiply it out times all of the people that are in the medical establishment, you're right, Mark, you do find that I would think a majority of them would be more than willing to use force in order to promote their solutions over the natural solutions. And that's what they do. Again, I'm not accusing Chris of being a part of that conspiracy, for lack of a better term, but these people absolutely have no problem with legislating their competition out of the marketplace. And they only do it because they believe that's what's right. They have been sold the bill of goods that says the medical establishment is the solution and all these other things are quackery, and so therefore the government should prevent it. And I'm sorry, people should have the freedom to choose. Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
To name just a few, Tom Cruise in The Firm, Julia Roberts in The Pelican Brief, Matt Damon in The Rainmaker, John Cusack, Gene Hackman, and Dustin Hoffman in Runaway Jury, Susan Sarandon in The Client. Films based on John Grisham's works have assembled an amazing pantheon of Hollywood's biggest stars. Now, add Shia LaBeouf. The star of Transformers, Eagle Eye, and Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull has been signed to play the title role of Kyle McAvoy in the Paramount Pictures production of The Associate. But although you'll have to wait for the movie, you can read this powerful new legal thriller today.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGear was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and webcam versions of the show, all available completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com, which, by the way, we've upgraded our dial-up streams after I actually downgraded them earlier this week. It's nice to know that some people still care about the dial-up streams. I got a nice email from one of our truck driver listeners who said that he uses the dial-up stream to stream to his, I guess it was his cell phone in his truck.
Okay.
So, or maybe it was his laptop, but whatever. He's got the mobile internet service, basically, and the dial-up stream makes it easy for him to listen, whereas the broadband stream is just a little too heavy-duty for his connection. And so he was complaining about the cut in the quality, and so we increased it from 8 to 16. It was 12 kilobits, and then we brought it down to 8. Now it's at 16. So it's actually higher bit rate than it's...
Isn't that bad for the dial-up people, though? Because more bit rate does, you know, it's harder on the...
It's still not a full dial-up stream. It's okay. Still, I could still put more bit rate into it if I wanted to, and it would still fit in a dial-up window, basically. But it was just good to know that some people actually care about the dial-up stream, so we went ahead and upgraded it.
Well, there's no doubt that truck drivers are the backbone of talk radio.
Yeah.
Talk radio, they love...
They're the backbone of America, my friend.
Move stuff around for us.
Absolutely. Thank goodness for those professional drivers. I really have an appreciation for those guys. All right, 800-259-9231. So we continue here with your calls. It's Eddie in California. Eddie, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eddie.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Today I just wanted to actually recommend a really quite shocking lecture/talk for those who are, you know, not used to thinking about privacy, and it's by a guy named Stephen Rambam, spelled R-A-M-B-A-M, and the talk is called "Privacy is Dead, Get Over It," and it's on Google Video. It's like 3 hours long. If anybody's interested,
it's 3 hours.
It's like a 2 hour, 2.5 hour, and there's a Q&A at the end. And it's really, really good. It's by he's like a professional investigator, private investigator, and basically he talks about how everything about you is, being collected on databases, super fast, basically, especially these days.
Well, and, not the stuff that you send through email on Privacy Harbor at privacyharbor.com.
Mm, that's true.
Oh, actually, I was going to ask you about that. How come, I don't know. I don't know if it's that secure, Privacy Harbor. But there's a service called Hushmail, which is pretty, it's known to be secure, but I'm not sure about the Privacy Harbor. Why, how does that differ from services like Hushmail?
Are you asking me technical questions about computers?
You could go to privacyharbor.com and find out all that information, right. Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, I just want to recommend that. I just want to recommend that video for any listeners interested in it's really shocking video.
I see where you're coming from, and I get the idea that privacy's dead, but it's not true. I think it's only dead for those who aren't interested in putting time and effort into it, and I think that's generally always been the case for privacy. It's just, I guess, a little bit more difficult now than it was in the past to retain your privacy. So for those that are interested in privacy, it is still attainable.
This guy did a people said what you just said in the lecture, and this guy did a little experiment with this subject, I guess, and he spent an year, basically 1 year. It was a bet that he was supposed to find the other guy, and if he does find the other guy, however much money, I guess, and the guy found him 25 times. One guy would try to hide, and the other way, the investigator would try to find him. And it's quite amazing the way he found him. Every single time, it's really unconventional and really strange.
It's very intriguing.
Ways.
Obviously, yeah. I haven't seen the video, so I'm not sure what all of the parameters were on how this guy was hiding and what methods the private investigator used to find him. But I would like to point out that when you're talking about privacy, there are different levels of it. Certainly, right. There is, some ultimate level where no one can find you. You're living in the middle of the woods, and your location is a complete secret, living off the land. I mean, there is a certain level at which a private, even the most dedicated dedicated private investigator will not be able to find you. Most people don't require that level of privacy. For some people, it may just simply be enough to have a private mailbox instead of having mail delivered at their home, which is kind of an intermediate or beginner's level of privacy that is going to preclude you from being found by the average person, but the private investigator, of course, has more tools at his disposal. Plus, it's his job to find people, so he's a little bit more practiced at it. I know it's
his job, but I basically found him using information that's in the public domain. So anybody who knows where to find information, you know, any citizen, normal citizen, could do the same exact thing. That was the whole point of his talk. That's kind of scary.
Was the guy hiding, like Unabomber style, or what?
Yeah, he was trying to actually a couple of times, and he kept, you know, finding him.
I don't understand how that. I mean, again, I don't know what all the details are. But
the hardest one was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, he said, "If I don't find you for 60 days, you win the bet," I guess. And mm-hmm. One of the hardest ones was he couldn't find him for 45 days. Then he got like one of his female investigators posing. Basically, they found the guy's match, you know, profile, match.com profile.
You're not hiding very well with your match.com profile.
Yeah, but this was like a really old cached. It was on the Google cache, like mm-hmm. a really old profile. And they, you know, tracked him down that way, and they found out that,
trying to hide from an old Match.com profile.
Right, this guy wasn't trying to hide very hard. That's not how it's sounding to me. For instance, if you want to go and hide yourself, and you have the money.
He deleted all these profiles, but this is long, long time ago, you know.
Yes,
like
right. How does he get found then, is my question is.
Yeah.
If the guy
do you have an address in there?
It doesn't sound like he's hiding very hard. If you're trying to catch, I dare this guy to catch me if I'm trying to hide from him.
Yeah, you give me enough money and enough free time, and I will not be found.
I'm going to Costa Rica, and I'm going to sit and drink margaritas on the beach for 60 days, and he's not going to find me.
Hey, thank you for the call. It's an interesting topic nonetheless. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's an interesting topic. I don't think that guy was really trying very hard. Maybe he was, the challenge was, well, I'll try to find you if you're still living your similar lifestyle with minor changes. Because if you want to not be found, well, the first thing you need to do is move. Because if you are where you are and you haven't been living a private life, then it'll be pretty easy to find profiles and a bank account or whatever kind of information is you're looking for on this person. The longer you stay in one place, the more likely you are to start to gather identifying, pointing information to who you are and where you're at. So you go and you find a rental house. You find somebody who is willing to take cash. You find somebody who's willing to take cash up front, because most people that are willing to take cash and
60 days, I'm just going to go get a hotel room.
Yeah. That would work.
I'm gonna pay cash.
That would work. You pay cash. You don't even have to give them your real name if you're paying with enough cash.
It depends on the hotel. I mean, some hotels they doesn't matter to them at all. I can assure you.
More on the way here. Let's talk about achieving privacy. I mean, how could we have won this little competition? This is Free Talk Live.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, SUMMIT, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. this network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, into your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. The features include, by the way, the bulletin board system. Lots to talk about there. Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of posts. And you'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And speaking of privacy, according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, Normal Internet Technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. So put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. So that's what we were talking about a few moments ago when Eddie called in to say that he had seen this video, some sort of three-hour-long lecture with some private investigator claiming that privacy's dead, so get over it. Go ahead, just put it all out in the open there, kids. I don't think that's what Eddie was. He wasn't advocating that necessarily.
Yeah, I didn't hear Eddie give his Social Security number.
No, well, that wasn't. I don't think he was advocating that people splay their information out for everyone to see. But at the same time, he was claiming that this private investigator could find anybody, and I just don't think that whoever it was that he was trying to find, they had some guy that was attempting to hide from the private investigator. I don't think he was being too serious about attempting to avoid being found. And if what he was trying to do was avoid being found but yet continue in his current lifestyle, then yeah, you're going to get found again and again. Because if what you want to do is continue your lifestyle that you're enjoying right now and somehow be a little bit more private, you can increase your privacy, like I suggested earlier, like by getting a private mailbox at a place like Pac Mail or mailboxes. I guess they don't have
those
anymore.
Privacy, you know, the privacy... measures that you can take are kind of like, you know, getting a better and better lock. Locksmiths will tell you that there's no such thing as a secure lock. There are
Depends on, more secure locks,
but not a secure lock.
Yeah, if you have somebody who wants to crack that lock bad enough, they're going to do it. Similarly, if you have somebody that wants to find you badly enough, they're going to do it, unless you take the ultimate extreme. It is still possible to be ultimately private in this today's technological privacy is dead age. And I was just going to share some simple suggestions, and I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're a really private individual if you've got the courage to pick up a phone and call us. We'd like to hear your suggestions and your tips as to, number one, how to increase privacy in a regular person's life. What are some simple ways that somebody who wants to continue on in a similar lifestyle to what they're currently enjoying could increase their privacy? That's really the trickiest part. Because if you are working at a job and you are stuck in the system, it's very difficult to increase your privacy. So that would be a tricky thing. So I'd love to have some tips on that. But as far as if you want to go maximum privacy, if that private investigator's on your trail and you want to throw him off, number one, move. Get a rental place. Find somebody who's willing to take cash, and make sure you have enough to offer them a significant amount in order to make it worth their while, because obviously if you're dealing with landlords and you've got somebody who's coming in saying, I want to be relatively private, here I am.
Sure, if they're reporting the fact that you pay your rent on a monthly basis to the credit bureaus, that's not going to be really what you're looking for.
Yeah, so you want to make sure you've got a landlord who appreciates the fact that you want privacy and is willing to bend their rules maybe a little bit in return for a significant amount of cash in order to keep their name on all of the utilities. So you come to the landlord and you say, okay, well, look, I'm a really private person. You can make up whatever excuse you want. I'm a really private person, and so I need to what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you money in advance for not only for rent, I'd like to also give you more money for the security deposit because I'd like you to keep your name on all of the utilities. Now, that's something that most landlords are going to shy away from because, well, they've dealt with tenants that are irresponsible and they don't want to have to deal with your irresponsibility coming on to their credit score, for instance.
Yeah.
And so if you can make them feel better by lining their pockets with cash.
Well, you tell them, here, I'll give you a security deposit of 3 months and then I'll pay the power bills.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So you make them feel comfortable. You give them enough money to get into the lease agreement. You give them enough money to give them a nice little padding on the various different bills. In fact, you can pay the bills for them. There are a lot of places you can go and pay down a bill in cash, for instance. So most of the bills you can actually take the responsibility of paying. It's just that you're asking them to leave the home and the bills in the landlord's name. So now you've got a new house. None of the bills are in your name, and as long as you don't do something stupid like register some sort of whatever at that particular location, you're pretty much okay. Now, of course,
I'd also say it's easier just to go get a hotel motel if you're trying to go for 60 days.
Well, I was talking about I was talking about a long-term, you're really serious about privacy kind of thing. Obviously, you shouldn't be working in the current working world. You should not work in the corporate world if you're looking for privacy. You should be doing underground economy kinds of things, whatever that means for you, whatever you feel most comfortable with, whether it's, being a shade tree mechanic or selling your body or drugs or something like that, something you can do and profit from on the underground marketplace without having to register a business name or without having to give up identifying information to an employer. Because it's going to be very difficult to get a job at McDonald's if you don't turn over a social security number. So house without your name, job without a name, what else? What am I missing? House without a name, job without a name. You got money coming in.
Cars and driver's licenses and all that stuff.
I mean, ideally, you probably should be bicycling or walking somewhere. I mean, that would be the ideal situation. Of course, you could get away with having a car and not having it in your name. It's just you just have to drive it around and not identify yourself to the police when they pulled you over. It may result in you spending a few nights in jail. But if you're already a private person and you're working in the underground economy, then it really won't matter if you spend a few nights in jail. So I think it'd be possible to go about having a vehicle in the world of running completely 100% private. You just have to be willing to risk the loss of that vehicle. So we'd love your tips. 800-259-9231. Those are two basic ideas. And also tips on how to increase privacy if you still want to interact with the majority of the corporate world, or you're still sort of in the realm where you currently are, but you want to increase your privacy a little bit. Would love your suggestions on that. We continue with your phone calls, and we go unscreened to the Amp Lines. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Amp Line caller. Going once.
Hello.
Oh, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from the UK, and I found this story that has got me really angry for two reasons.
Okay.
At first, it's a story about state ID cards and databases. Second, childhood indoctrination. So, I don't know if you've heard about all these databases the UK are getting, ID cards and CCTV databases,
mm-hmm.
Database tracking where your card's going. I found a story on a website called The Register, which says our Home Secretary Jackie Smith today went to Manchester in front of a whole school full of little primary school kids and talked to them for about 20 minutes all about how ID cards are a wonderful idea, and this one's a quote, they will help you strike out on your own by opening their first bank account, renting their first flat, perhaps traveling to Europe for the first time. And I'm just reading this article, and
yeah, what a ludicrous claim.
It's not going to be a single thing which these ID cards aren't going to be involved with.
I mean, the whole idea that an ID card is helping someone open a bank account or rent a flat is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, we were just talking about privacy. If you've got enough cash, you can rent a flat. Right, but if you've got cash...
primary school students, what do they need to know this information for?
They're priming them, Mark, for their life as a good little slave, a good little serf, working in the system and having their wealth extracted to the state. But as far as renting a flat or opening a bank account, look, if you've got money, the bank wants it, and if you've got money, the rent, the landlords want it. You don't need an ID for any of those activities. Ideally, I mean, in a free marketplace, it wouldn't necessarily be required. Banks probably would want to know. You might even be able to open a private bank account in a free market world that you would be giving them some identifying information in order to identify you as their client, but they wouldn't necessarily have to identify you. So it's just fallacious what that guy's saying, as you well know. Any other thoughts for us? Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what about some other privacy tips? What have you got out there? What have you utilized in your life that has been effective at increasing your privacy? Not necessarily to total privacy, because if that was the case, you'd probably be calling us from a payphone somewhere. But would love your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting this program on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if it's valuable to you and you want to help us out and get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. We actually started the show out here tonight taking a call from Chris talking about the medical establishment versus kind of the naturopaths and those solutions. And it was all tied into an original conversation that was all about patents and how it is that they don't really help with innovation. At least that's what the experts over at Against Intellectual Monopoly have to say about it. And we've been talking about that book here as Jeffrey Tucker over at LouRockwell.com had printed a review of it a few days ago. He's now printed a follow-up article. And I thought it was worth sharing here because it actually ties into the conversation we were having with Chris earlier. And the idea was, or my suggestion was, that in a restricted marketplace, as we have today, with the FDA's incredibly restrictive and overreaching regulations, plus the patenting system just dramatically increasing costs and the complexity,
with this governmental regulatory structure that is laid over top of the medical industry, what we have as a result of that is we just don't have as much innovation and we don't have as much compassion as we possibly could have in a truly unrestricted free marketplace in medicine. And Tucker addresses that here amongst a number of other things at LouRockwell.com, saying that drugs patents took it on the chin a few years ago when major drug companies refused to sell cheap AIDS drugs in Africa. Now, we were being told earlier this hour that, well, drug companies, if they could find a cure to cancer, of course they would put it out there. But even the drugs they have come out with, they're very stingy with. They didn't give them to the poor folks in Africa. So, again, another example here, and more detail shortly, but this is another example of how it is that, well, because there isn't a lot of competition, because the marketplace is so restricted, these folks just don't have the incentive to care like they might otherwise. And he goes on, presuming the drugs actually work, countless lives might have been saved. But the desire to protect the high price on the patented drug, despite the low marginal cost for producing additional units, trumped the humanitarian impulse to save lives. The large drug companies refused to budge, despite protests from all over the world. Defenders of the drug companies say, well, sure, it's cheap to produce mass quantities of drugs after they've been developed, but the costs of getting there are sky high. If companies can't charge high prices, they won't develop the drugs in the first place. Now, the authors of Against Intellectual Monopoly, Bolvine and Levine, say in Chapter 4 say that, or they offer an interesting response to this claim, but it requires a bit of thought. They point out that the drugs can still be sold profitably at vastly lower prices, in the same way that many other products can be sold profitably at low prices. Items of super high cost, like passenger airline or cruise ships, recoup those costs through volume sales over time. It's the same with drugs, or it could be the same with drugs. So why wouldn't the pharmaceutical companies budge in the African case? Well, it's due to fear of reimportation. That is, that the drugs would make their way back to the United States and Canada and be sold at cheap prices, thereby undercutting their monopolistic price. So why not just price discriminate? Well, it's not so easy to price discriminate in a global economy.
No.
Rather than taking that risk, companies settled for not selling it at all. This reflects a general principle articulated by the authors, that intellectual monopolists often fail to price discriminate because doing so would generate competition from their own consumers. Think about that principle, or this principle. It helps explain why large software manufacturers routinely degrade their products available to consumers while reserving their better products for the more lucrative corporate market. This is why the versions of operating systems and end-user software are dumbed down on the consumer market. The companies don't want to permit cross-selling between markets, even though the costs of selling better products across markets are virtually identical. Only intellectual property allows them to get away with this sort of behavior. So yes, there are some benefits to patents, in the same way that there are benefits to all monopolists. The post office benefits from the prohibition against private delivery on letters, something we talked about earlier this week. Public schools benefit by regulations on private education and mandatory funding. The electric company benefits from its statutory guarantee against competitive intrusion. But that's not the same as saying that all groups benefit. Boldrin and Levine examine data from the total factor productivity in cross-national studies and show that the astounding increase in patents in the 1990s, rising more than threefold from a stable rate in the previous decades, has had no effect on increasing prosperity and innovation. Meanwhile, there are huge costs, even for those who acquire and actually own the patents. Oracle Software, for example, spends vast resources on what could be called defensive patents. They must get them before someone else does, else they risk having to pay huge fees to someone else. Cross-licensing is the only way to develop software now, so the patent route has been forced on everyone. The word thicket is the one that everyone uses. Yes. What it really amounts to is a cold war between patent holders, a patent race that's very much like an arms race. This is why Nokia owns 12,000 patents, and Microsoft is adding 1,000 patents a month to its arsenal. Imagine how that much costs, just to pay the lawyers to do that. Intel's CEO spoke for many when he said he'd be glad to cut patents to a tenth of its current rate, provided that others would do the same.
Conventional patent theory says they are necessary for generating revenue to fund research and development and to inspire innovation. This is supposedly the economically valuable contribution of patents. And then there's the real world. A Carnegie Endowment survey of firms shows that businesses themselves report that this function of patents is mentioned as important only 6% of the time. The main reason businesses say they want patents is to enforce monopoly, that is, to prevent people from developing similar but better and cheaper products, and to prevent lawsuits. The authors describe the results of patents as not a competitive market for innovation, but an oligopolistic market structure around patent pool mechanisms. This affects every industry, as patent battles hinder economic development. A good example is the ongoing battles as to who and what can lay claim to the title Basmati Rice. A Texas company called Rice Tech won a patent in 1997, infuriating Indian and Pakistani companies that have been making basmati for hundreds of years. These companies have been fighting back with their own attempts to register patents on the rice. What this has to do with the consumer and the dinner table and the need for cheap and delicious food being made widely available is the unanswered question. A peculiar form of patent abuse comes in the form of the submarine patent. This is a patent taken out early while the production of the product itself is delayed as long as possible. When someone else finally goes to market with a product, the patent emerges from the deep as a method of blackmailing the company that has gone to market.
Mm.
The authors explained this tactic.
Heard about this.
The tactic dates to the patent on the road engine in 1895. It commanded 1.25% on the sale of every car in the U.S. The man sold his patent for $10,000 and 20% of royalties to a syndicate in 1899. As the car actually started to make it to market, the Association of Licensed Automobile Dealers formed a cartel around the patent. The authors say, if you were wondering why the U.S. automobile industry developed so quickly into the oligopoly we know and hate, a fair share of the roots lie in bad intellectual property legislation and the intellectual monopoly that it created. He says that the authors make a statement I wish could be more prominent since it comports with everything I know about business people and patents. It's the most common thing in the world for a business person to use every market-oriented skill to get a product to market. A good product at a good price, and that becomes the market leader. At this point, and for some odd reason, the business person gets confused. He thinks that it his IP that is the key to his success and ends up fighting for it with all his might, even at his own expense. They say being a monopolist is apparently akin to going on drugs or joining some strange religious sect. It seems to lead to a complete loss of any sense of what profitable opportunities are and of how free markets function. Monopolists apparently can conceive of only one way of making money, and that is bullying consumers and competitors to put up or shut up. Furthermore, it also appears to me that...
You know, that there's a lot of evidence with that as far as the RIAA and the music industry. Mm-hmm. The MPAA, I think is what it is.
Yeah, you bet.
The fact is they'll go after their customers for downloading, potential customers and customers for downloading music off the Internet, and it doesn't seem to matter to them at all whether you bought the CD, just that you downloaded some music.
The authors point out that another example concerns Google Print. This work of genius would have brought all of the world's libraries to one central location, so that users could search those books and then purchase them. Wonderful. But then the Authors Guild sued, and the suit has gutted Google Print as a useful tool. So as a result of the monopoly privilege, we all suffer. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up what you want. Guns. We'll talk that coming up.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.